With the departure of Alton Brown, NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff takes a look back at Good Eats and food preparation as a source of interesting science.
After 14 seasons on the Food Network, Alton Brown announced the end of Good Eats this past May. While I am disappointed that there will not be any more new shows to look forward to, the nearly 250 episodes already produced will keep me going for some time. As a science educator and food enthusiast, I appreciate Brown's approach to cooking and cooking shows. He explains the science behind the recipes and cooking techniques rather than just telling viewers to follow the steps he prescribes. I find that knowing the context and reasoning behind a recipe helps me remember it better and gives me the flexibility to improvise in the kitchen, either when something goes wrong or when I'm missing an ingredient. Now, his goofy sense of humor and silly props are just the sort of thing that physics teachers like me find irresistible. Though sometimes a bit oversimplified, his science is generally strong as well. In Good Eats, Brown has covered everything from grilling to making biscuits, from ginger to cinnamon, and has produced several episodes devoted just to chocolate. I'll look closely at an episode from season 13, titled The Ballad of Salty and Sweet, where Brown explains some of the chemistry behind adding salt to foods as a flavor enhancer. In two earlier episodes, he explained the use of salt as a preservative in pickling, which is another very important part of the history of food science. It's necessary here to point out that a chef's definition of salt is not the same as a chemist's. For cooking purposes, salt generally refers to sodium chloride, while a chemist uses the term for any ionic compound formed when an acid and a base neutralize each other. Sodium chloride is just one of many compounds chemists would call a salt. Potassium chloride, which is a salt substitute used by people who need to follow a low-sodium diet, is just one such chemical salt. Now, Brown explains that salt is more effective at counteracting bitter flavors than sugar is for a very good scientific reason. The chemical receptors on our tongue that sense flavor, sweet, bitter, sour, and salty, have some surprising chemistry. Receptors for sugar are entirely independent from those that sense bitter compounds, so your tongue and brain can sense both at the same time. If you want to mask a bitter flavor with sugar, you have to use a lot of sugar, so the sweet signal overwhelms the bitter signal. When you ingest salt, on the other hand, the sodium and chloride ions dissociate in your saliva, and your tongue recognizes the sodium ions as tasting salty. The receptors for bitter can be blocked by sodium ions, meaning that you'll detect fewer bitter compounds in the food if you've also eaten some salt. Sodium also appears to enhance sweet and sour signals, so the intensity of those flavors is increased by the addition of salt. Brown demonstrates this application in a recipe for grapefruit with melted sugar and salt topping. I haven't tried it yet, but it sounds great. Now, candy making is another exacting science in the kitchen. The temperature of a sugar solution needs to be carefully controlled to determine the final product you'll achieve. Dissolve a sugar such as sucrose in hot water and it will form crystals as the water evaporates. Rock candy is an example of really big sugar crystals. A cook often doesn't want crystals, however, so something must be done to disrupt the crystal lattice while the sugar cools or the water evaporates. Introducing impurities is one easy way to inhibit crystal formation. This is why many candy recipes call for a combination of table sugar, sucrose, and corn syrup, mostly glucose and maltose. With three different sugar molecules in the solution, it's unlikely that any large crystals will form. Many recipes also call for cream of tartar, which is potassium bitartrate, which also helps inhibit crystal formation. In this episode, Brown takes advantage of both techniques in his recipe for salted caramels made at home, which is a good way to save yourself the $2 per piece price tag for artisanal candy. For middle school physical science teachers and high school chemistry teachers, Good Eats provides an excellent way to connect science to students' everyday lives in the kitchen.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.